Hey, we're going to check in with the extension agent now for Ramsey County, Lindsay Overmeyer. Lindsay, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So the county looks pretty good. I had a chance to drive in from Langdon last night, came down County Road 20, and I have to get used to the topography here. It's a little bit different. You go some of these areas, and these farm fields are just flat can be. You can roll a bowling ball across it. But here in the Ramsey County area, you got those rolling hills, which makes it from wet to dry in some cases.
That's right, we do. And this week we had some of those spotty showers, like really spotty showers. When I'm talking to some other folks today, I'm learning, oh, just one section over is too wet, so we're going to move to the other section, which is, you know, like two sections over is drier and the field conditions are right. So, yes, indeed, on those wet and dry conditions here.
Right. And the good news is, though, is I saw a lot of tractors out in the field. So if they've got wetness, they're finding areas to work. As opposed to on Sunday, I started off, and I didn't tell you this earlier, I know I've said it on the air, but I saw no tractors for like four straight hours from Fargo to Huron, South Dakota. So at least it's good to see these folks out working. I know that we're just catching you coming back. Actually, you were back, I believe, in Ohio helping out with the family there. But what kind of messages are you getting so far from the folks in Ramsey County? I know things are underway. I'm guessing nobody's complete with their crop planting yet, though.
Yeah, I think we're far from that. At this point, it does seem like we're probably in that 20-25%-ish range. Right now, there's a lot of focus on our corn and wheat and barley acres. That's kind of what I've been hearing. You know, today is probably making just about a week that we've been in the field for planting. We've been in the field a little bit longer, you know, with spreading fertilizer and so forth. So we're getting started. But some guys are happy with their starts and other guys are like, we're still a little stressed, but
right.
I mean, considering where we were last year into now, I think we're a little better conditions right now.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know if you've gotten the flea beetle reports, but they're around. to the north of you and you to the west of you. You have heard some of that. Okay.
Yes.
So for the canola growers out there, just beware that they, in some areas, we just had Scott Kenoki on a little bit earlier, and some of the flea beetles in some areas have been pretty high numbers. So keep that in mind. I do want to ask you, because you were back helping your family in Ohio, right? So how are the planting conditions out there? And I would guess it's further ahead than us, but what's life like there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Ohio, we're probably a little further ahead, but compared to where we normally are, we might be a little lagging behind. We had, you know, really pretty warm weather back home because, you know, as we were getting all the snow, I was getting these lovely pictures of, look how nice it is here. And I'm like, yeah, please don't. But they still have had some cooler temperatures that have kind of made people say, maybe let's not plant, go all in yet. I know there is corn in the ground from the beginning of April almost to the beginning of May and just was coming up, you know, a few days ago. So a lot of tractors were out moving this past weekend in Ohio, so I think that's a good thing. But, you know, we're across the country. It's progress.
It's moving along.
It's progress, and that's good.
Hey, we're ahead of the game compared to last year, so there's no reason to panic. And I have to ask you one other. So your farm, or your family's farm, I got about a minute here, but corn, soybeans, I'm guessing?
Corn, soybeans for the most part. That is correct. Yep.
Okay.
Northwest Ohio.
Okay. Well, that is good to hear. At least things are progressing there as well. Final seconds here. Anything coming up for Ramsey County for extension?
Yes, we have a couple youth events coming up. If your youth is interested in land judging, or we have a junior crop scout series, one will be held at the Lake Region Precision Ag Building, Hofstede Ag Center. One is June 8th, one is June 21st. And another event is August 7th at the Langdon Research Development Center. So if you have interested in youth land judging or crop scouting, please call the Extension office here in Ramsey County to get registered for registered, and that number is 701-662-7027.
Very good. Lindsay, I'm out of time. Thank you for the update. I'm sure we'll talk to you later this summer.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Lindsay Overmeyer, Extension Agent for Ramsey County.